It's hurricane season, but it's a different feel on this day as Hurricane Isaac hits land, actually for the second time in its long, long path from the Atlantic to the Gulf. But it's also 7 years to the day since Hurricane Katrina arrived in the city of New Orleans. And for many in Louisiana, Hurricane Isaac arrives in that Katrina shadow. Some residents have evacuated. Others have chosen to ride out the storm in their homes. It's a sense of pre-Katrina normalcy when hurricanes were more like snow days and possibly were a reason to party. Not for many, not for all, but for some. We're joined now by Captain Kathy Wilkinson, who runs Eco Tours of South Mississippi, and Troy Gilbert, who's a journalist, author, and resident in New Orleans. Troy and Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Troy, are you there?
Thanks. I am.
All right, great. So, you know, talk about this idea. I remember for years covering hurricanes, and with some notable exceptions, Andrew, of course, Hugo was one, and of course, Katrina, the big exception. Has the mood of hunkering down and riding out the storm been profoundly dampened in the wake of Katrina, even 7 years out, Kathy?
It just depends on where. Down here in South Mississippi, we are very used to hurricanes, and people make their decisions based on what's projected in the way of the forecast, how big the storm is, how intense it is. And with this one, I think a lot of people were just staying put because we were only on the edge of the storm when they were showing the projected path. So a lot of people did stay put that I know of. I don't know how much that's changed really since Katrina. I think people just size it up as it comes.
And, you know, you've had quite an experience over the last 7 years running eco tours in South Mississippi, whether we're talking about the BP spill or the Katrina aftermath. Once the skies clear, what do you offer to your clients?
Oh, well, we'll be back up and running just as quick as we can get all the boats unpacked and everything going. I've got tours already scheduled for Saturday, so I'm hoping that this thing moves on through and we can get back to business.
Does the hurricane offer special sort of views of nature in South Mississippi?
Well, before the storm, it's real interesting watching all the birds and everybody getting ready for the storm. But yeah, it does. It's kind of the aftermath is real interesting too, especially when we've had a real high surge like we've had for this one.
So you see how the lowlands drain and how the freshwater and the saltwater interact.
Right, right. It's a pretty amazing process, and nature is extremely resilient. So as soon as we get back to business, nature will be back up and going too.
Well, as you can tell, Kathy, I'm a biology nerd. Captain Kathy Wilkinson, my guest, who runs Eco Tours of South Mississippi, holding out and riding out Hurricane Isaac. Troy Gilbert, also with us, journalist and author and resident in New Orleans. How are you feeling right now?
Exhausted.
Because you've been up, there's no power. You're not pumping water, are you?
No, actually, I have had power the entire time. I'm one of like a very small, isolated island of power in New Orleans. It's astonishing, actually.
And you know, why do you think that's the case?
No, I have no idea. It's just the luck of the draw. Literally, I've walked out. I've been going out all night and this morning, and literally I'm surrounded by nothing but blackness out here in my neighborhood of New Orleans, which is Lakeview. And it's just black everywhere, no power, but yet here in this little section, fully powered up all night. I think I've lost power over the last, whatever it's been, 15 hours, four times, and the longest was about 10 minutes.
And what's driving you? Is it journalistic curiosity as you tour the neighborhood? Is it sort of defiance of nature or defiance of the president, who yesterday said you should really take this seriously?
No. It's more of defending my home. I mean, this is my house. This is my property. I'm here to, you know, make sure it's okay. This is, you know, the most important thing that I own.
And in terms of thinking back 7 years, how does this experience square with the sobriety that really all of New Orleans experienced after Katrina?
Well, it's they're really not comparable. You know, I was here for Katrina. I wrote it out, and I stayed here for months afterwards. I lived in the FEMA trailer. I did, you know, I experienced the whole nine yards with that. This storm, you know, it was a tropical storm that, as it approached the coast, turned into a Category 1. It was, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. You know, the real issue with now Hurricane Isaac is that it's stalled. It's now finally moving, but it's been stalling. And, you know, the winds are in that hurricane range, you know, about sustained about 68.
But as long as the water... As long as the water keeps moving, it's going to be fine for the city of New Orleans, says Troy Gilbert, who's a journalist and author, a resident in New Orleans, defending his home. Captain Kathy Wilkinson, let's end on a note with you. Are your kids with you, and are they safe? Kathy, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yes. Our grown daughter lives in Nashville, so it's just my husband and me and the dogs.
So Katrina sort of said, you know, was a reason for her to say goodbye to New Orleans.
Well, she lived in Bay St. Louis after Katrina, and they got transferred up there for a job. She worked for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, and so she's high and dry up in Nashville.
So Cat 1 and Hurricane were back to normal in South Louisiana and South Mississippi. Is that basically the takeaway here?
Well, we should be in good shape later on today once this thing moves on through. But it's breezy and rainy right now. It's pretty nasty outside, so we're just staying put.
All right, then you stay put and stay safe. Captain Kathy Wilkinson, who runs Eco Tours of South Mississippi, also speaking with us. Troy Gilbert, journalist and author and resident in New Orleans, riding out Hurricane Isaac.